Here's the thing. He has so much backbone and he's so strong. I promise you, I guarantee you, if I ever see him, this will happen. On camera, I'll say, so what do you think about
Brazilian
influence and power in academia, media, and finance? What do you think about that? He would go like this.
That doesn't seem that tough. That doesn't seem tough.
Where's his, he's got to retreat to his strong point. Where's his strong point? The women's bathroom? The greatest threat to your freedom and your safety is a guy who can't read. You couldn't teach him how to read.
As a car salesman, I'm trying to fact find for people. This whole thing immediately sounds like bullshit.
TikTok, get TikTok working, Chris.
Let's try a different browser. Let's try the Opera browser.
Let's try Microsoft Edge for edging.
There we go.
Oh, nice. My favorite weapon for home defense is my fists. My dick. Chris, you solving puzzles?
Yep.
Now, how come they don't do puzzles on Joe Rogan? They just have the clip loaded up.
This guy, yes.
One of them, I don't care. I got it all.
What's your primary weapon system for home defense?
Yeah, I would say this is my defense is layered, right, first and foremost. And the first thing I'd like to say about my home defense is I'm not clearing my house. That's an that's offensive moves. That takes 3-1 to get someone out of a house. This is a deep defense. I strong point, right? So I could be at a strong point with a broom and fuck up anyone who comes in my house. You know what I mean? It's about owning the terrain, not about the weapon. Now, what do I carry? Generally, I keep, like anybody, I keep a pistol next to the bed that I can grab immediately. And that would be my primary, right? And from there, I'm only going to advance or retreat. If I retreat, I retreat to where the rifle is.
Interesting. And what is the handgun?
Normally my EDC gun's a G48.
Okay.
The little Glock.
What is the 48?
We should try to kill this guy.
With a broom.
In his house.
He'll probably just kiss us. All right, this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not disputing this guy is a... The way this guy talks, what do they call that? That style of talking?
I don't know.
Gay man? No, I'm kidding. first of all, his shirt says, love the muff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What does that mean?
It's probably some gun joke.
Touch the muff. And it looks like two fingers and a tube.
It looks like headphones, perhaps. But maybe I'm wrong. It's actually a gay rainbow.
A little bit.
He's got a gay rainbow on.
This, you know, when this is, I can't listen to this shit. Like this is the guy that supposedly he's the best guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they're setting this guy up.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's the other guy. What's his name? William
Sean Ryan.
Sean Ryan,
mm-hmm.
Number two podcast in the world right now.
Really?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Number two.
Hmm.
I know. I saw that and I was like, get out of here. Could be on a list, maybe, but still top five.
Whatever. Maybe we should start doing this.
Okay. So whoever's watching this.
Top five ways to kill an Iraqi.
I'm glad you asked. I'm going, Delta Recon's going to be out back. Okay?
What weapons are you using in this situation?
My EDC, honestly, it's always going to be a PP56.
Now, do you carry a pocket knife?
Always.
How many?
I'm not going to tell you that. Five up top, six below.
Fair enough. Why would you tell me how many pocket knives you carry? You're compromising your OPSEC at that point.
It's a line of diminishing return. That's 4-1.
Now, do you carry braided safety cord and a bracelet?
I'm doing pull out from Raptor wire.
Do you have paracord bracelets? Five of them.
Are we talking red line?
I'm talking blue line. Strong stuff. The stuff the U.S., the guys over there overseas right now are using. Not the guys that you see on TV. The guys they don't even show.
Blue line's not going to pull out in cold weather. Okay, it depends on where I am climate-wise.
What kind of paracord would you use to repair a BMW 325 Ti?
How long's the 325 been running?
Is it a 325 Ti? Can you look that up just real quick there, Jamie? Google it. 325 Ti. What's the little fruitcake S car? 325 Ti? Yep. Yeah, the 325 Ti. Now, if you had to repair a 325 Ti with your bare hands, nothing else but paracord.
How long you've been running at 80 miles an hour through the mountains? How long is it? Basically, what I'm trying to get is what's the core temp of the motor?
These guys, when they run this, They're up there at an altitude where the temperature's below ice.
Hmm.
And it freezes their skin.
Might not even be using green line at all. I'd probably be using a tap signature.
Okay.
A TTS tap signature. And that's going to be able to get me, that's going to save me a half a second per hour.
Now, when we went over there, when we went over there to take out Borat. When we went over there to take out Saddam Hussein, what we did, his entire compound, we flooded it with water so that we could run a submarine in the house.
I was absolutely hurling grenades, 50 grenades over the sidewall.
Yep.
Now, you might think I'm bullshitting. I'll tell you that story in the next clip.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, I was able to back up.
I'm bullshitting.
It's unbelievable.
Now, you might think I'm embellishing or lying to make myself look cool and sell my book, but I am.
I killed someone with a broomstick.
I'd kill anybody with that because I'm just at high point. Okay, I've got red vision at high point.
I killed a woman. I liked it.
I killed a woman, and now I hang out in gay bars.
I'm really.
What?
Sorry, you go.
No, I'm generally aggressive at my local watering hole. I'm the genuinely aggressive guy at a bar, and I've been to bars enough where I play weird songs in the jukebox that are half gay, and I say if anybody says anything gay about it, I start saying more gay shit. And then I get real close to him, but I'm big, so I make him feel uncomfortable. And that's a cool thing about me being a big gay guy, is that I make people feel uncomfortable a lot. But I go home alone because I have a dog.
I'm also actually not that big.
I'm very weak. I lie a lot.
If you see me in regular, you'd notice that I'm not that big.
I'm basically skinny fat.
I'm a fit guy at Whole Foods.
I look, size-wise, I'm big. However, I cannot bench a lot. And I cannot squat a lot because my bones are thin, because I am vegan. The other one is unbelievable. The other one will push you right over the edge. Mm. Chris, you got to open that show. Yeah.
These guys are the toughest. They're so tough and they're so brave. The thing is, they would never, you know what's funny? You'll never hear a word, a fucking peep uttered by these guys about
Brazilian.
You ever think about that?
Yeah.
They're so tough and badass, and they'll risk it all, and they'll get the dirty work done, which is what? Killing Arabs in a country that's a million miles away that has no...
Yeah.
That does nothing. That
really aren't looking for a fight, to be fair with...
All you really have to do is not let people that look like that on planes and your country secure, which is what Israel does, by the way. There's not really many headlines about Israeli terrorism in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they racially profile.
Oh. Derp. Is that because it works?
Yeah. It actually does work.
Japanese people do that too.
You don't need body scanners. You don't need phone surveillance. You just need to not let Arabs on your planes and your country's good to go. Surprising. Weird how that works. But these guys are so tough. They'll go waste all of our money that everybody who works a job pours their blood and their sweat and their time and their life into a fucking job that's being outsourced to another country anyway, so that they can be taxed. They can be taxed on the one hand and have their whatever wealth they manage to preserve taken away via inflation, so that the slave tax cattle that are the populace of this country are being bled dry by fucking parasites. And these guys are so tough and so fucking badass that they'll go shoot somebody in a turban in a house with a dirt floor. They'll go shoot somebody with a 1950s, 1960s Soviet rifle who lives within a dirt floor in a fucking cave. And that's the greatest threat to your freedom and your safety. The greatest threat to your freedom and your safety is a guy who fucking can't read. You couldn't teach him how to fucking read. He eats a grain a day. He eats one grain per day. He's covered. He's got hair on his cheeks and his forehead. He's such a diabolical threat the guy with hair on his cheeks and his forehead who fucking cannot read is such a threat to this country's security that we have to take almost all of the fruits of your labor. Every second that you're working, we have to drain your life essence away to pay for missiles, to pay for a rocket that costs $1.25 million per rocket. This rocket's so high tech that it costs the equivalent. It's 10 college educations.
It's a school.
It's 10. It's one school. This rocket, it's one school's worth of rocket. And we're going to use it to blow up this house. There's no other way. There's no other way to take out the guy who eats one piece of dirt per day, who's the biggest threat to this nation. This nation's so powerful. This nation is so powerful that a guy who eats one piece of dirt per day could bring it down like a deck of cards if we don't spend all your money. All your fucking money. $1 trillion.
And then when they come back, you're going to realize that the guys carrying it out were these bench warmers.
The guys carrying it out are the most badass. They're so powerful that if you put me and this guy in a room and I said, so what do you think about the
Brazilian?
His pussy would pop out of his panties. Go pull up the guy. Show the guy. Just pull. What's the guy's name? Fat John. John the faggot.
Aggressive Andy.
Ryan, what is the...
Aggressive baseball homo. I got all the answers, brother.
Delta Force operator.
I'm Delta Force.
Doesn't even say his name. All right, Sean Ryan, Delta Force
operator. I'm Delta Force. We're the guys you don't want to see. You'll see us in your nightmares. You'll
see us in your gay bar.
So these guys argued, and I just took the time to just focus and kill as many human beings as I could. They
pause it here. Dude, okay. Is he wearing lip balm? Okay.
We're getting fucked with. You know how they talked about Charles Suggs? No, it's all actors.
No, we're not. It's just that guys are this
gay.
They're just this stupid and gay. And
yo, this is fucking gay.
Here's
man.
The thing. He has so much backbone and he's so strong. I promise you, I guarantee you, if I ever see him, this will happen on camera. I'll say, so what do you think about influence and power in academia, media, and finance? What do you think about that? He would go like this.
That doesn't seem that tough. That doesn't seem tough.
Where's his, he's got to retreat to his strong point.
He's going to go to his EDC.
Where's your strong point? The women's bathroom?
There's a guy that's eating one piece of
bread. I want to talk to this guy. I want to say, what did you ever do that mattered? What'd you do that mattered? I trained to use a pistol. These fucking gun guys, man. I train my pistol every day. First, I get in the operator position. I present to the target. And now I'm in my workspace.
These guys argued, and I just took the
these guys
time
argued,
to
I'm
just
gay,
and
I'm just
as many human. So these guys argued, and I just took the time to just focus and kill as many human beings as I could. They'd fucking shoot us.
What was the mission briefing for Tora Bora? What were you guys doing? Like, what was the
Bin Laden's there? Go get him and kill him. End of discussion. Wanted dead or alive. Is it?
How'd you insert?
Fucking Toyota trucks, man. We drove up, drop a daisy cutter. Man, I had old fucking trusty Rusty. I had this red fucking Toyota truck. Like, I would attract mortar fire like you read about, man. It's fucking awesome. And we just drive right up in that bitch, right into the fucking middle. We get out of the truck on my first day, drive my truck to the top of the mountain, past the tanks. There's fucking savages, the tanks shooting like...
What? Like, are you hearing this? I just drove past the tanks. They're shooting.
So you're talking
me
about
and
Halo.
A guy on the first day. Is it a two-day mission? Like, this is from a storytelling, like, as a car salesman, I'm trying to fact find for people. This whole thing immediately sounds like bullshit. The first day, okay, it took you 5 days to go in and get a man with a car? Sam, if I had to come get you with a group of guys, if I was 15 minutes away, it would take me an hour and a half.
We're in Tora Bora.
Right. What are they,
dodging mortar fire.
There's tanks. What are they missing? They're missing everyone. The tanks are like,
Like, okay, you drive a red Toyota? You said the word red, like red. I have this little Toyota, man, Toyota truck, little red Toyota. Red. Why is it red? Have you ever seen an ISIS red Toyota? Like, my bullshit, like, all over the place.
It was wrapped with an American
yeah.
flag.
Yeah, yeah. It was wrapped with a picture of my fat cock.
Yeah. So we had to fight our way through the press. We had a guy almost shoot the press. It was great. Like,
the press?
Thing ever, right? I'm thinking. So we get to the top of the mountain, and, like, we're just getting mortared like you fucking read about. And I was like, I asked that guy, I was like, is this incoming or outgoing? Like, what's going on here, right? Like, he's like, why? I'm like, this is fucking great. Like, and I was just standing there, right? So he kind of, like, walked back by the truck and just left me there, right? And then, like, I don't know, 10 years later, he was like, hey, remember that day on the top of the mountain? I was like, yeah. He was like, yo, those were incoming, but you had such a fucking smile on your face. I didn't want to ruin it for you. I was like, I asked you incoming or out. If you said they were, I thought it was like the tank firing, kicking up the, I didn't know what the fuck was going on. So, like, and at the same time, like in the book, Kill Bin Laden, like the fucking savage commander guy, I don't even remember his fucking name, but he's just like, yes, those are your men. And, like, you know, Dalton Fury's like, yes, those are my men. You know what I mean?
You got to hear
thinking,
the,
what the fuck are they doing? You know what I mean? And I'm just over there like, this is fucking great. And, like, the savage commander, like, your men are very brave. Like, your men are brave. Like, they fucking love me. You know what I mean? But yeah, that's kind of what it was like.
Why is he like a surfer dude in some...
I feel like this whole thing's full of shit, man. I'm sorry, bro. I'd be like, bro, you have to prove this to me. And I know this is like, and I'm not an anti-military guy. I get it. But bro, this story sounds like straight up bullshit, dude.
Dude, it turns out they were incoming. I was like, what?
And he looked at me and you were smiling, bro. And they loved me, dude. They loved me. They were like, your boys are so brave. Like, I do improv comedy. That sounds like shit I would improv. Like,
they're talking about a party from last night. Ashley was there.
Oh, she loves me, dude. She shouldn't because she got a boyfriend. So she got to keep her eyes straight in the head. But I can feel it as a vibe. Yeah. Like, this, you're talking about like Bin going and killing public enemy number one in the last 100 years, and you're talking about it like it's like you're going to like a cookout at like fucking Paul Walker's house or something.
Total chaos, no idea what was going on all the time. Let's just make the best thing happen right now we can.
What
your first kinetic deployment?
Yeah,
as an operator.
Yeah,
through Ranger, through SF.
Yeah,
so they send the new guy in.
Sounds like several
to go get Osama bin Laden with another guy from Panama. Sounds like a good way to do it.
How did that feel?
Fucking amazing, man. Amazing. And then, like, you know, be like, hey, they asked if we're danger close. Say, hey, stop arguing for a minute. Hey, how far are we from the bad guys? 400 yards. They said 600. Yeah, send it. Get behind a rock. Like, if I can drop it. You know what I mean? And then, so these guys argued, and I just took the time to just focus and kill as many human beings as I could. They'd fucking shoot at us. We'd fucking level it. We'd move up. They'd shoot at us. We'd level it. We'd move up. Like,
so you were at the top of a mountain. Where you go? Would you go into the air? I don't know. Logistically, you're drawing a picture of me. I feel like I'm getting spoon-fed large scoops of bullshit. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It just sounds crazy.
You never played Halo?
Yeah, level up. Yeah, yeah.
Then the new enemies came out, and we had to get the warthog.
I stole the ghosts from a couple of orcs.
I had the red key and the yellow key. I needed the blue key.
What do you guys want?
Pizza?
You guys want wings?
And then we're eating turkey, and then I clicked the wall and it opened up because Hitler was there. It was Wolfenstein 3D. I had to fight Hitler on a robot. It was fucking nuts. Slaying humans.
I was killing humans.
Get out of here.
I had to fight from the point of view of the aliens for a minute, so I was killing humans. It was crazy.
And you know how parallax shooters are when I'm always... bah, 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 bah. And then I switched guns, and it gave me a spray gun. And then I got switched, and it was like a...
I was shooting three, like one high, one low, and one middle.
Yeah, that was awesome. Then I got one on each. I got doubled up, and I really started to have a lot. And then I shot ping pong balls, and then all at once, all the ping pong balls got eliminated.
Yeah. Unlimited ammo.
I had three bombs, and those could take out every enemy on the screen. So I waited until the boss was on screen to use all three bombs, but it didn't work. So I had to
use the BFG 9000, and that worked. It lasered everybody in half.
And I paused.
You got to see the one about the grenade fight, because it sounds as if it doesn't even get more. Is it not? It's not hyperbole. What is this?
Hyperbole?
Is it hyperboles?
Or let's just
hyperbolic.
Let's watch it.
Kill. You said you were on the 50. Do you remember it?
No, I was on the 40.
Fucking McMillan 50. We shot dudes like, I don't know, 2,500 meters. The problem is like, look, this is why I'm not fucking claiming a million of these fucking kills, because you can't get there from here. But I'll tell you this, the motherfuckers never shot again. How do you know?
Mm-hmm.
So is this confirmed kills? So like, yeah, we shot people, man, with that 50. It was fucking great.
Because 2,500 meters?
Yeah.
That's a mile and a half, right?
First.
Yeah.
Shit.
First 10 days of the war.
And that's your first engagement with a...
Later, I'd have to go to Special Forces Sniper School because I thought I was going to be a sniper team leader in the unit, because I'd been a sniper for so long in the unit. And like, I'd already had kills, had a big beard. They hated me over there. You know what I mean? Like, oh, that's not right. Yeah, first 10 days of the war. And then we just killed and captured so many people. Like, I don't think guys really understand, like... You know, the lone survivor story, right? The Taliban, you know, on the Navy SEAL team. You know what I'm saying? And then it didn't go well for the SEALs. Okay, yo, bring 400 of your friend. Tell them to bring their fucking trucks. Tell them to bring their machine guns. And, like, we would just kill all comers. All comers. You know what I mean? And you'll hear other guys. There's other times we did even more of this in Iraq. We just kill everyone that shows up. So it's like the lone survivor story. Like, I don't even understand it, because we would kill hundreds of people in a fucking day. Like, yeah, show up. We'll kill you too. We don't even care. Like, I didn't understand how those things really happened. You know what I mean? Compared to my experience and what I saw. You know what I mean? And then so literally, man, I can't tell you how many days I got where we just killed so many people you can't even count.
Even he knows it's a lie.
I feel like he does.
So, zero rules of engagement. Just
it's like, so like,
kill anything that shows up.
I used to call it State Department by Shrek. I'm the fucking Shrek. State Department here. I make the decisions. Kill everybody. Let's go.
Is his name Shrek?
Yeah. I love Chaos. It's my jam. I gave you a Chaos as my jam sticker.
Yep. What? Let's talk about some of your singleton missions.
You like that?
Yeah, I do like that.
This is the great.
taking the trouble of getting a sticker made.
Chaos is my jam.
It's probably Metallica. It's probably a cartoon, like, icon of the jam, like,
it looks like a shirt.
Yeah.
There.
It's a rainbow over a cock.
The premise of going back into Tora Bora is there was a guy who supposedly him and his sons brought bin Laden out, right? They escorted him in a
path. Where's the grenade story?
This is it, I think.
Oh. Right. And then the goal was the goal, find him. So I had to go out alone. I was out for days, taxis, trucks, hitchhiking, whatever you want to call it.
Why?
I get to the area. I had a Kent cigarette bag with a fucking, you know, a Super 8 VHS. I think it was Super 8, or maybe been 6 mil at that time, but 8 or 6 mil, like, cassettes in the little recorder. You know what I'm talking about?
All right,
a
stop,
Kent cigarette bag.
Would that be real?
I don't know what he's talking about.
Is he talking about? Like, just show me the camera. He's like, tell me about.
Why would he have an eight millimeter video camera?
Maybe it was back in the day.
No, this is 2011 when we had like DC7s or whatever those things were. We had those cameras right there when we first started.
What the fuck is he talking about?
Yeah, the military gave him a fucking Polaroid.
It's gonna look cool.
Like a sat phone. And I just fucking took a cab out of Jalalabad towards Tora Bora Mountains and hitchhiked all the way till I got there.
All by yourself.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Wow, this guy's a good liar.
And then,
I mean, how the fuck do you blend in?
You wear Savage stuff.
And that worked?
Yeah.
No terp, no nothing.
Stop.
Just shut
up. Sam, ask me, how do I blend in?
Nick, how do you blend in when you're up there?
Dress like a sand nick. be a camel jockey. Be terror.
What? Like, so would he's just a white guy dressed as a
savage? Wear savage stuff. this guy wouldn't hold up in a fucking like a deposition. Like, never mind court. Like, I wouldn't go to trial if this guy, you know what I mean? Like, this guy's basically over here admitting like war crimes for all intents and purposes.
Wear a vampire costume.
Naked.
They love Count Chocula. Oh, Count Chocula. They're just pulling over.
Of course, I'll drive you to Bin Laden's hideout.
Right.
I'm a simple taxi driver. Oh, you have an 8mm video camera? Cool.
I love getting cigarettes. Are there any in there for me? Yeah, those are big out here in Saudi or in the middle of Fallujah, lad. Jalaladad.
Jalaladad.
And, like, all these. This guy's in like lollipop land. All right, but anyway, this is the story. Go ahead. I got to be fed this.
You know what I mean? You just shut the fuck up. Yeah. And then, like, I had to act retarded at a couple of the checkpoints. You know what I mean? Like, got the AK to the chest. And, you know, I was like, if I open my mouth, I'm dead. So that's not an option. You know what I mean? And then I just figured I'd mongoloid voice at volume 11. So the guy's like, la, 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 la. I'm like, rah, rah, rah. And the guy's like, get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean? Like, and that's how I got through the checkpoints, and that's how I got the assault force through all those checkpoints as well.
Oh, those all the guys were acting
retarded? He got his whole team through.
Guys, act like a retard. Go!
That is awesome. Holy shit.
So that's how Osama bin Laden died. 10 Delta Recons acted like retards and hitchhiked across the way one by one with Kent cigarettes bags and 8mm cameras, and that's how our country was saved. That's how democracy was restored.
That's really funny.
Now I don't know the intricacies of all this, but if they knew where he was, then what, couldn't they have just dropped a bomb?
The bombs weren't expensive enough. Yeah, they only had $500 million bombs. They didn't have billion-dollar bombs.
Yeah, you got to get over a $1 billion bomb before it can find the guy.
Before it can track and locate the target.
Yeah, track and locating bombs are $10 billion.
It's impossible. You have to send a retarded liar. You have to send a team of liars.
Right.
Do you remember that one guy that was like, I'll never forget, and the cleaning lady said, I remember this because it was badass. She said, "If that's Osama's son. Now, if you ace him..." Do you remember that?
Yep.
I remember that, yeah.
Should we show that clip real quick?
Yeah.
What's the grenade story? Is it funny?
No. So he gets into the place. Basically, he's like, he tells this other story where he just jumps around to perfect point, to perfect point, to perfect point. Where he's like, I come in, I shoot the back of the head, bang, right through the eyes, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. One of the guys, he's at the top of the stairs, he starts launching grenades. He had to throw 50 of them. Mm-hmm. He said he threw 50 grenades. Mm-hmm. Boom, 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 one after another. He blew his buddy. His buddy's like, la, 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 la. He gets to the top of the stairs. We knew to stay away, but we had a pinpoint on him, and we just watched his buddy just get blown in half of one of the 50 grenades, something like that. And I was like, this whole thing just sounds like the fucking craziest bunch of shit. Mm. It sounds like shit we make up, like, literally as we're improvising, like, for real. Mm-hmm. This big candy-ass like, I hope Sean Ryan picked through this and be like, Sean, please, God, help me on this one. I want to have Sean Ryan on ours. Mm. Like, Sean, I'm...
This man is an American treasure. He's a great storyteller. I'm waiting for the one where it's like, this doesn't sound... This guy's a douche. This guy's a hard-on just talking about it.
Yeah, he does. I get a little bit of a hard on when I lie, like, through my teeth, too.
Yeah.
Because I'm
getting... I love lying.
I love lying. It feels like I'm getting away with it. It's unfucking believable. It's like unreal. And if this is a military game where they're like, this is how we're gonna recruit, it sounds like a gay guy's way to recruit people to
the
military.
I think that type of guy, that type of guy likes to have a tail, that face of that guy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Is it this?
What do you mean likes to have a tail?
Just a guy that's like, there's 50 alligators.
Yeah,
there's 100 alligators.
Yeah,
this is the guy. I just don't know where the cleaning lady is.
Yeah.
The woman that found bin Laden said, I don't know what it looks like inside, but there will be a stairwell going to the second floor and you will run into Khalid bin Laden. And he's 20 years old. That's bin Laden's son. And that is his last line of defense. He will be armed on the stairwell. And she was so badass. She said, here's the way she put it. If you can ace him, you get a shot at the big guy.
That's awesome.
Good. I'll never forget the cleaning lady said, if you ace him. I thought that was so badass. We don't need to find the clip.
Yeah.